As they continue to battle the fires in Butte County and in Southern California, efforts to start helping those affected rebuild are underway, too. The National Insurance Crime Bureau has deployed aircraft over the regions to take high-resolution aerial imagery and match that up with previously taken photos. We're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Roger Morris, Chief Communications Officer for the National Insurance Crime Bureau. So when we talk about knowing what was there before and what's there now, what sort of techniques are you using?
Well, the what we call the Geospatial Intelligence Center is a project that we put together over the last couple of years with companies like Vexcel Imaging and Esri, which does mapping. And they are shooting aerial footage on blue sky days when the weather's normal of every address in the United States once a year to keep current conditions on file. And then when we have a disaster like the wildfires, we deploy a fleet of aircraft. We've had as many as 14 aircraft up in a day, flying over those areas to map them and taking thousands of images. Those images are then processed. They're high resolution. They're extremely accurate. They can be zoomed in on to very much detail. And the insurers that help pay for this system are actually able to put it into their software, look at it in a 3D dimensional rotation around the building to see how much damage there is, if a property was actually severely damaged, and even use tools that can help them measure it and say, okay, that roof has to be totally replaced, that building has to be totally replaced, and it helps the insurers respond more quickly than having to wait for to get in access to the area, bring in adjusters, send them out to the scene, and so forth. So it actually kind of allows them to do almost desktop adjustment, and we're also making that available, all that imagery available to first responders as soon as possible. Within 24 to 36 hours of the plane landing, that imagery is processed and sent to them to help them in their rescue efforts and further work as the disaster is taken care of.
Mr. Morris, this area of burn is so big, so many buildings have been destroyed. Does this eliminate the need for an adjuster, or is this merely a tool for them?
Well, it's a step forward. I think eventually you may have to have an adjuster go out to the scene, but what it does is people that have been evacuated in particular, it gives them the ability to have their insurance company working very quickly on their behalf to get them on the road to recovery. Every day that you speed up that process is very beneficial because, you know, there's always a lack of supplies, a lack of contractors, and a shortage of things to get things done. So the sooner you can get the process going to rebuild or repair, that's very helpful to the policyholder.
When you're looking at something as complete as the devastation in Butte County, you're talking thousands of homes, you're talking a city, a paradise of essentially more than 25,000 people, pretty well wiped out. Where does one even start in terms of processing insurance claims?
Well, that's the industry has a very strong reputation as far as being able to respond to catastrophes. You will see these insurance villages pop up at the local Home Depot or whatever where people can go to file claims. They can respond as quickly as possible, get the adjusters in there as soon as they can. But this really helps eliminate some of those steps and speed up the process. So we're even making this imagery will be available to the public. And so they can go on and type in an address on the website, look at it, and do a before and after slider to see if their property was damaged. So it's very beneficial to everybody involved. And, it's a lot of work, a lot of aircraft up in the air. We work very closely with the emergency operations centers to get our access as soon as possible. And we have, certain limitations. For instance, the wildfires out there have present a problem because of the smoke coverage. We flew the Paradise area a couple of days ago, and it was just so smoky, you really can't see much. We were able to see some good footage of Malibu and Thousand Oaks over the weekend. So some of that imagery, I've already taken a look at, and it's very, very effective. And it'll help the recovery process get going fairly quickly.
Roger Morris, thank you for your time this morning. Mr. Morris is the Chief Communications Officer for the National Insurance Crime Bureau.